Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Mutual Aid Association, insuring those who serve, by Chevrolet, preferred automotive of Navy athletics, and by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the show, we'll talk with Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the mids get set for the Tulane Green Wave. Homecoming in Annapolis coming up at a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. We'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. They've had to juggle an offensive line spot. We'll talk about the value of the bye week for the offense and getting Keenan Reynolds healthy. And we'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. We'll talk about the depth that they've developed over the first five games, which will come in handy as they get set to take on a ton of spread offenses here over the final half of the regular season. We'll tell you about the other great sports going on the yard as well. We'll do all that and more as we bring you the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, back with head coach Ken Niumatalolo in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Wearing the blue and gold of the Naval Academy Athletic Association means honoring a tradition of excellence. These outstanding student athletes are laying the groundwork for a bright future, both on the field and in the classroom. Lockheed Martin supports the NAAA and its proud legacy of passion and pride.
Weekends were made for Navy football in Annapolis. Join Navy football homecoming festivities as they take on Tulane Saturday, October 24th at 1 p.m. Get your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. Navy football, it's American.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Green Wave of Tulane with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Week off for you guys, a chance to go back, self-scout a little bit, do some things in practice to get guys better individually. How productive was the off week for you?
Well, I think it was a productive week for us. I feel like physically we were able to get rested. We were able to get, you know, introduced to Tulane and some of their schemes and personnel, and our game plan, and hopefully we're in a good spot right now.
Do we underrate the value of rest at this time of the year?
You know, the longer I've been coaching, the more I realize how important it is. As a young coach, especially an offensive line coach, I had no clue. You know, just you want to get under the chutes and just keep pounding guys away. But they're human beings, and they start to break down, and things start to hurt, and things start to ache. And so, you know, we obviously got a tough stretch coming, you know, these last weeks, you know, starting Tulane. So I think rest is definitely, you know, a paramount thing for us.
As you all had a real good chance to go back and look at yourselves through 5 weeks, where do you think you are?
I'm happy where we're at. You know, it's, you know, you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, the trying to get that bitter taste out of last week, you know, with Notre Dame is tough because we didn't play well. We turned the ball over. We had minimal assignments. But I'm pleased with where we're playing defensively. Prior to this past game, I was pleased with us taking care of the ball. We just got to continue to get better. I think we got an experienced group. Their mentality of 1-0, I think, is going to help us, and hopefully that'll pay dividends for us.
Is there anticipation with the league, because now you're pretty much turning your attention to the American Athletic Conference. You won your first two games. Obviously, the ECU win week by week looks like it's an even better win every time with the way they're playing. But is there that anticipation that, you know, hey, we're in a conference and now this is an opportunity to go 3-0 in our conference coming up this week with Tulane?
There's definitely an anticipation. There's definitely an excitement. But the games only become more relevant as you win. And you have to win one at a time. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see three teams in our league ranked. You know, I think it's really good for our league. You know, we're excited to compete. We're excited to compete in our conference. We know it's a good conference. But the games become more meaningful only if you win. You know, if you don't, you know, they're in league play, they don't matter as much.
It's a Green Wave team that you watch them on film. You certainly look at them individually. There's some good football players on this team in this program. Curtis has had them in a bowl game post-Katrina, which I think a lot of people may have thought was going to be very tough to do there at Tulane. Your thoughts on what you've seen on film from this Green Wave team and the challenges they present?
Well, CJ's, you know, recruited, you know, some really good players. You know, they've, you know, had some issues this year, just, you know, trying to get some chemistry going. The quarterback's been injured. You know, but they definitely got, you know, good coaches. They got good players. You know, and I know they're just trying to work out their kinks, and hopefully they don't work it out against us.
For you, as you and I were talking off, Mike, your third child now is going to go play a Division I sport. Obviously, your son verbally committing to Boise State. As a parent, what is it like to sit on the other side of that conversation? You've been that coach. You know what it's like walking into someone's living room and trying to talk to that family and sell your university. What is the process like for you being on the other side of that as a parent and being the listener at that point and trying to absorb what they're selling about their program?
Well, it's been exciting. You know, I mean, you're definitely proud of your kids. You know, they're your prized possessions. And, you know, when my daughter, you know, committed to Maryland, you know, back, you know, whenever that was, you know, we're really excited for her to play lacrosse and just trying to tell her how to call the other coaches.
Right.
You know what I mean? How do I do that? Just call them and tell them you're not coming. But I'm friends with them. They'll understand. They'll get over it. You know, so that stuff are kind of cool and exciting, you know, for your son. You know, it's exciting just being a dad, you know, but it's like I told my sons, I don't know many things, but football I know. So I can kind of help them and give them some advice. But ultimately, my wife and I have allowed our kids to make their own choices. And, you know, I think he's made a really good choice.
I was going to say, what is it like to watch them as people develop in that way? Because in many respects, just as when you ask a young person to commit to the Naval Academy, you're asking them to make a very large decision. What is that like as the parent? You're trying to allow them to make the decision on their own, but at the same time, you know, having to figure out when you should step in and when you should advise.
It's, you know, I'm just trying to be honest with them, you know, just telling him, you know, don't commit unless you feel ready. Don't commit just to commit. You know, just if you feel really good about it and that's the decision you want to make, then, you know, you make that when you feel ready. But being in this profession and seeing sometimes where people say different things, you know, there's not always honesty involved. You know, I've also told my son, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just you have to protect yourself, you know. Coaches, you know, this is a big business, you know what I mean? And people are going to protect themselves. So, you know, don't feel like you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. They're big boys and they're grown men and they're running major businesses. You know, there's more than a team. They're major businesses and they're going to do what's right for the program. So you got to do what's right for you.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck against Tulane.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Interesting conversation, not only about his own team, but obviously when one of your sons has an opportunity to play Division I football, kind of giving you an idea of what it's like on the other side for him to be on the other side of that conversation, at times even taking himself out of the conversation as well. Fascinating discussion that we had with Coach Niumatalolo, both on and off mic, about the situation, and congratulations to his son, Ali'i, who heads to Boise State University. When we come back, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine. As the Miz gets set for the Tulane Greenway with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Through five games, you all have had a chance as a staff to go back, self-scout some things. Your thoughts on where you are as you enter game six with Tulane coming up this week?
Well, the biggest thing is that we're healthy. That's probably the most important thing that we look at. You know, for the statistics and everything like that, you know, you can look at those and, you know, and make some judgments on certain things. But the big picture is health. You know, again, being 4-1 right now with everybody healthy is huge. You know, we're getting EK back to close to 100%. You know, other guys are stepping up and gotten chances to play. So getting some experience there. You know, but the biggest thing for me is just being healthy. But overall, you know, we feel pretty good about where we are. You know, again, the guys are playing. We're playing well. Obviously, the last game, you know, you can deal with the loss if just you go out there and you give yourself a chance to win, you know, and we didn't do that at all. You know, we just mistakes and, you know, very things that we don't normally do. Right. You know, so, but again, you learn from it. You know, it's hard to go into a bye week on a loss. So we've been kind of sitting here waiting to get back out there and try and compete, you know, but it is what it is, you know, so we just got to find a way to, you know, get a W this weekend and again, get back into conference play and get it going.
Blessing in disguise that you've been able to use a lot of guys through those five games, because you know as you play six, seven straight weeks coming up here, you're going to need a lot of those guys to come through for you.
Well, that was a big talk in our staff meeting this week, and Kenny was saying, you know, guys, you know, we got to pay other guys, you know. And sometimes it does get hard. You say you're going to do it during the week, and then you get the game, it's like, wait, just keep this guy in, you know. So, but we made it a, you know, put a stamp on this week. We're going to play other guys, you know, up front, you know, and you know, receivers, A-backs, all play a lot of guys anyway. But the main spot has been up front. You know, B-backs, we've rotated those guys. So, but up front, we're going to give Evan Martin shots to play, and you know, Adam Weston's guys a good chance to play in that tackle. We got Brandon Green out there now.
Right.
You know, so again, it builds depth. You know, not just for this year, but also for the future. You know, next year, you know, the whole line is all red now. They're all in red because they're all seniors. You know, so and to get those young guys to play right now and get them some experience will definitely help us in the long run for the future as well.
How much do we underrate rest, especially for kids like Keenan, who do so much within that offense, the B-backs who take that pounding every single play? How much do we maybe underrate or underappreciate getting an opportunity to rest this past week?
It's huge. You know, again, we talked about, you know, Keenan last week, you know, when he went through fundamentals, but for the big team part was a lot of running. We gave him those 2 days off, you know, and he sent me a text on Sunday night getting back from, I think, went out of town for the weekend. He said, Coach, this has been a great week for me. It's been huge. Now, on the flip side of that, he came out and practiced on Monday and was kind of gassed when he started, had to run again, a little bit out of shape, you know, but the big picture's been he's healthy. You know, he's healthy. He looked fast. You know, again, it's huge. You know, and again, going to conference play now. You know, to have everybody back, everybody healthy, especially him. Again, it's going to pay dividends for us.
Is there a different anticipation now that you look at the schedule each week? It's a conference game. There's significant stakes attached to each game now. Has it been kind of different now as you all have joined this conference?
Well, it's weird, you know, but it's a good feeling, you know. It's time to compete, you know, and this is what you want to do at this level. You want to compete every single week, you know. Now every game matters, you know. And again, so our guys have to understand that. We have to understand as coaches, you know. But the process doesn't change. We want to do every single game. We got to make sure our game plan is crystal clear. You know, our kids can play fast. We're not doing too much. We're trying to keep things simple so our kids can play fast, you know. Just go out there and play football. And the biggest thing is going to be to take care of the ball, give yourself a chance to win.
The worst thing fans, people who watch football, can ever do is look at the final score of a game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily give you a true indication of the opponent. Obviously, Tulane had a tough time against Houston. They have a ton of injuries, especially on the offensive side. But you look at them defensively, especially up front. Mm-hmm. Some legitimate talent up front on this team. They present a great challenge. Your thoughts on how you have to attack them this week?
This is a very, very scary game. You know, these guys are very talented. The entire defense, they can run. They're very, very physical, very talented, very athletic, you know. So we just don't have to, again, just try and keep it simple. You know, make those guys line up and defend us. You know, we've got good film on them. I'm seeing them play tech, but also they got a chance to watch what they've done, the mistakes that they made, and get those mistakes corrected, you know. So the biggest thing is going to be to come out on Saturday, see what they're doing differently, if anything, and be ready to adjust. But, again, it comes down to playing assignment football, doing what we do, you know, great assignment, not busting any assignments, you know, going where we got to go, block the people, read it and get it pitched, throw it and catch it. So it's going to be a football game, you know. But again, these guys are a very, very good football team, you know. Again, not on paper, but athletically, all the other things you look for, they're right up there at the top of, like I said, that we're going to play.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
That's my man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, his protege Keenan Reynolds, five away from breaking the NCAA rushing touchdown record. Could he get it Saturday? Certainly there is a possibility of that. But after being held without a rushing touchdown for two consecutive games for the first time in his career since he became a starter, including one of those games where he rushed for 182 yards, further indicates what we've all said about the class and the integrity of the player. Always going to do what's best for the team. If it means giving it to somebody else, if that's the read, he's going to do that. Keenan Reynolds eventually going to get that record, but he's not going to do it at the expense of team goals. Coming up, it's the Mids and Tulane Saturday. We're on the air just after 12 o'clock as we've got a 1 o'clock kickoff coming up in Annapolis at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. We'll talk defense with Dale Pearson when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy Football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
General Dynamics Mission Systems develop systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, joint high-speed vessels, DDGs, and more. Advancing your mission.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the green wave of Tulane with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. What were you guys able to accomplish with the off week last week as you all now try to get ready for the green wave of Tulane?
We were able to get some rest, get healed up a little bit, allow some of the younger guys to get some reps in practice, you know, a little bit more than what they would get on a normal week. You know, we're able to look at some things that we wanted to look at, whether we kept them or not, but, you know, kind of start building a little bit more of a package for the future, the next 8-9 weeks.
How much do we overrate or underrate rest at this time of year for a football team?
We try not to underrate it at all. It's pretty important. You know, especially with the games that we just got finished playing. I mean, UConn was very physical. Air Force was a physical game, and obviously Notre Dame was a very physical game. So, you know, when you take a 250, 60-pound guy and he's pushing around 300, and if they're double-teaming you 600 pounds, it takes its wear and tear. You know, the DBs are running constantly. Most of the DBs are on special teams. So, you know, there's no break there for them either. So it's good to just back off them a little bit and let them catch their wind a little bit.
Over the last three games, you all have seen three almost distinctively different packages offensively. Going forward, you're going to see some packages that do have some variances to them, but in many ways are familiar. How much will that help going forward playing against predominantly what will be many spread offenses?
I think it'll be important because we'll have an idea of what our guys can do. You know, we'll change some things that we're doing a little bit for each game, but basically our guys will become more familiar with it, especially since we don't run that kind of offense.
Right.
So the more we see it, hopefully the more we'll recognize, and defense is all reaction. So, you know, the quicker we can react. The hard thing is not changing so much that the guys can't recognize, you know, and sometimes that can happen in a bye week too.
Yeah.
But So it'll be important.
You can find out a lot about your guys, though, from a football acumen standpoint, especially with what you all had to endure the last 3 weeks. Happy with what you saw from them as football players overall? Because, again, you saw a lot of different things over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was happy with how hard we played. I think we played physical. We could have played a lot more correct, especially in the Notre Dame game. But I think, I'm happy with where we're headed. You're never satisfied with where you are.
Right.
But there's been some good things. There's been some bad things. I think we've had a chance to start developing some depth, which we're going to need in this stretch for sure.
Have you seen much of a difference from them? They've had some issues personnel-wise, especially at quarterback. Any difference in the package, depending on the personnel?
Maybe a little bit, not much. I mean, their last game, I think they maybe used a little bit more heavy personnel, more tight ends.
Right.
But not too much. They're running, as of right now, about the same thing.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Green Wave.
Great. Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson as the Mids get set for the Tulane Green Wave coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Homecoming Saturday at Annapolis. We'll be on the air. You can listen in the parking lot while you're out there having your favorite beverages and food with all your family and friends and alumni coming up on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 12:08 Eastern Time from Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other great events going on around the yard. 33 Varsity Sports Strong. It's the third largest athletic program in all the country. And in many ways, it's because of you and your great contributions to the Naval Academy Athletic Association, which we appreciate very, very much. Back with more in a moment on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Great to have you with us. Navy, of course, right now taking leg one of the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, beating Air Force a couple of weeks ago. They, of course, watching and waiting until they play Army on December the 12th in Philadelphia. That game, of course, brought to you by USAA. Mids will take on an Army team that struggled mightily to beat Bucknell last week of the Patriot League 21-14, scoring a fourth-quarter touchdown to break a 14-all tie. Air Force, meanwhile, losing against Colorado State a week ago. Coming up on Saturday, between the first and second quarter, they will recognize Rick Soule's Navy men's lacrosse team, brought to you by Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence. And a reminder, tickets are on sale for Saturday's game still. Admission $38 for reserve seating, $20 for standing room only. You can purchase tickets online at NavySports.com or by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or at the ticket office on the day of the game. Big win for Navy women's soccer this week. Claire McAdam and Natalie Junjapungin with goals and a 2-0 road win at American. Mids are now 3-0-4 in conference play, and it's a big 3 points away from home for Navy. Tuesday night, the Mids and UMBC, two of the better local teams here in the area, were blessed to have such a big handful of local soccer powers in this area. The Mids getting a goal from Jamie Dubioski, and the Mids, who played okay, a little bit up and down without him, starting to find a stride again with him back in the lineup, with a nice 1-0 win on Tuesday against UMBC, with Dubioski netting the goal for the Midshipmen. Navy volleyball is in action. You'll catch the action on Patriot League TV Friday night. Joe Miller has the call at 7 p.m. for the Mids and Lehigh. 100 lucky fans will receive 2 free tickets to the Navy basketball game versus the College of Charleston on Monday, November 16th. Then they will take on Bucknell Saturday at 5:30. All the action at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse, and admission is free. Men's soccer coming up on Saturday versus Colgate at 6 p.m., and all fans who show their Tulane football game ticket stub at the gate receive free admission to the game. Also, you can come compete in the Navy Soccer Olympics. Kids compete in different soccer obstacles and receive a stamp in their Navy soccer passport. Once you collect all the stamps, proceed to the marketing table to receive a prize. It's family night out for $30. A family receives 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. All the action at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. Admission is $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and can be purchased by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or online at NavySports.com. Sprint football's in action versus Cornell Friday night, 7 p.m. It'll be senior night at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, and admission is free. As always, for any information you need about all 33 sports at the United States Naval Academy, Just go to NavySports.com. That'll do it for our broadcast this week. As always, we appreciate you joining us and hope to see you on Saturday for the Mids and Tulane live, 1 o'clock on Saturday at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium for homecoming. If you can't be there, join us on the Navy Radio Network starting at 12:08, coast to coast, from the Atlantic to the Pacific and at ports of call around the world. Until then, thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance this week. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by Huntington Ingalls, hard stuff done right, and by CarQuest Auto Parts. With well over 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.